Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Before we come to Rehoboam's troubles in 2 Chronicles 12, the narrative gives an overview of the royal family. It was common practice in the ancient world to solidify one's hold on a nation, number one, by having many wives, two, by those wives often being the daughters of foreign kings, making them, in essence, living peace treaties, and number three, by those wives having many children, especially sons, to help hold the reins of the administration. However, as Walter Gustafson comments, quote, "In the Old Testament, polygamy was never commanded and never commended." That's in What the Bible Teaches, 2 Chronicles, page 423. The challenges were as follows. First, with kings taking wives from other nations and other religions, God warned, quote, "Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away." Deuteronomy 17:17. Exactly what happened to Rehoboam's father Solomon. Second, with multiple wives, of necessity there would be one favored above the others. Never a good situation. So it was in this case. Quote, "Now Rehoboam loved Maacah, the granddaughter of Absalom, more than all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 60 concubines." 2 Chronicles 11:21. Not as many as father dear, but more than enough to cause palace intrigues galore. But in this, Rehoboam was wiser than Solomon or David. First, his chief wives, sorry about that description, were Israelites, not foreigners. Second, he found a way to quell sibling rivalry. Quote, "He dealt wisely and dispersed some of his sons to every fortified city, and he gave them provisions in abundance." Verse 23. A practical example of the precept, quote, "Aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business." 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Good fires and good friendships flourish with a little space to breathe.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.